Hi everyone, it's Jo, and this is Audio Mo Day 6. Well, it's my boom for Audio Mo Day 6. And I've nothing really to tell today. So what I thought was, I know you might consider it's a bit of a shameless plug for VI Talk, but actually it's not. It's to tell you about an extremely inspirational young woman who we had the pleasure of interviewing a week last Monday. Now, her name is Saliha Rashid. That's spelled S-A-L-I-H-A, Rashid, R-A-S-H-I-D. And she came to me a long time ago. She's my friend on Facebook and asked me would I be interested in helping her tell her story and highlighting her what's happened to her in her young life. And I said that we would, but for various reasons, which she talks about in her interview, the interview was put on hold until recently. And we caught up with Saliha over Skype and she told her story. Now Saliha is from the Asian community, from Pakistani community, and she had a fairly ordinary upbringing to start off with, but in the community that she was brought up in, she lives in the north of England, by the way, so she's not in another country or anything. She went through what is called honour-based abuse. In the Asian community, there is an honour system where you are expected to, you know, be honourable and everything. But as a girl, and as a girl with a disability, Saliha is totally blind, you are considered sort of less, I guess, that you won't have an independent life, that you will have to be looked after. And I'm not going to say too much more about this, only to say that if you've got a few minutes, I think the interview is about 15 minutes long, maybe 20, you can find it on the VI Talk channel on here. You can also find it on our VI Talk media page on Facebook, and you can also find it on the VI Talk group. You can listen to Saliha talk very candidly about her life. She's only in her early 20s. But she's very accomplished and she's doing an awful lot to help other people going through the same situation. To tell you that Saliha managed to leave the honour system and go into education. And, well, no, I'm not going to tell you anymore. Sorry, that's the dog drinking. You need to go and listen to this. She is a lovely young woman. Very humbling experience, to be honest, to listen to what she'd been through, and very positive and inspirational. And she's offering help to anybody else who might be in a similar situation. She gave out her she gave us her contact details to put in the description of the interview, so that if anybody else needs help, that she can point them in the right direction or even give them help herself. So that's my audio boom for day 6, our interview with Saliha. I promise I won't do this all the way through audio mo, but I just thought this was so worthwhile. And I really would have been boring if I had talked about something to do with me today, because I've nothing to tell. Anyway, I hope you're all having a nice weekend. It's lovely weather here. And I will catch up with you all tomorrow, unless I think of something interesting to say, which is doubtful, for Audio Mo Day 7. Bye for now.